Welcome to Science TLDR, where we distill the essence of scientific research into digestible insights. My name is John Sutter. Today we'll be discussing the paper, Circadian Tumor Infiltration and Function of CD8 plus T Cells Dictate Immunotherapy Efficacy, published in the prestigious journal Cell. The first author is Chen Wang from the Department of Pathology and Immunology at the University of Geneva. The introduction of the paper sets the stage for this fascinating investigation by reminding us of the transformative power of immunotherapy in the fight against cancer. The authors highlight two of the most promising immunotherapy interventions, CAR T-cell therapy and immune checkpoint inhibitors. CAR T-cell therapy, as many of you know, involves engineering a patient's T-cells to recognize and attack tumor cells, while immune checkpoint inhibitors, such as anti-PD-1 antibodies, unleash the anti-tumor potential of the patient's own immune system. Now, while the efficacy of these therapies has been well documented, the authors point out a relatively new and intriguing area of research: the role of circadian rhythms in shaping anti-tumor immunity. Recent studies, they explain, have shown that the immune system's response to tumors can vary depending on the time of day. Specifically, they cite a study demonstrating that dendritic cells, crucial players in initiating immune responses, exhibit time-of-day-dependent effectiveness in controlling tumor growth in mice. The introduction goes on to delve deeper into the known circadian nature of the immune system, referencing numerous studies that have established the rhythmic patterns of leukocyte migration from the blood to tissues like lymph nodes. This rhythmicity, the authors explain, appears to be linked to enhanced antigen recognition at specific times of the day. Beyond just trafficking patterns, even the phenotype of immune cells, that is, their functional characteristics, can be influenced by the time of day. The authors cite evidence that stimulation of immune cells at different times of day can lead to distinct outcomes in terms of the ensuing immune response. This time of day dependency has even been observed in responses to vaccines, both in animal models and humans, and has more recently been explored in the context of anti-tumor vaccinations. However, despite this growing body of evidence for circadian regulation of the immune system, a critical question remains unanswered. Does this rhythmicity extend to the tumor microenvironment itself? Do the number and functional characteristics of immune cells within tumors also fluctuate with the circadian rhythm? This is the very question that this paper aims to address. The authors set out to investigate whether the tumor microenvironment exhibits its own circadian oscillations, specifically focusing on the quantity and function of tumor-infiltrating leukocytes. Their findings, as we'll explore in detail throughout this episode, reveal a fascinating interplay between the circadian clock and anti-tumor immunity, suggesting that harnessing this rhythmicity could hold the key to maximizing the efficacy of cancer immunotherapies. On to the results section, which starts with the observation that leukocyte infiltration of tumors exhibits circadian oscillations. To explore this, Wang et al. Injected B16F10 melanoma cells expressing ovalbumin subcutaneously into mice. All mice received their injections at the same time of day, ZT9, which is 9 hours after the onset of light in a 12-hour light, 12-hour dark cycle. The tumors were then harvested 12 days later at four different times, ZT1, morning, ZT7, day, ZT13, evening, and ZT19, night. What they found was that the number of tumor-infiltrating leukocytes, or TILs for short, varied significantly depending on the time of day the tumors were harvested. The peak occurred in the evening at ZT13. They observed these oscillations in multiple leukocyte subsets including CD4 and CD8 T cells, NK1, 1 cells, dual-positive CD11B Ly6C cells, dual-positive CD11C MHC class II cells, and CD19-positive cells. Interestingly, the oscillations in CD19-positive cells in the tumor were phase-shifted from those in the blood, suggesting that the circadian clock may differentially regulate these cell populations. Importantly, macrophage and neutrophil numbers in the tumor did not show significant circadian variation. To confirm that these weren't simply reactions to light or dark, the researchers performed the same experiment, but under conditions of constant darkness. The results were essentially the same, with TIL numbers still peaking in the evening, providing strong evidence for the circadian nature of these fluctuations. They further solidified this finding by switching mice to an inverted 12-hour dark light cycle, which led to an inversion of the TIL oscillation pattern. Numbers now peaked during what had become the subjective evening for these mice. Then the researchers employed an acute jet lag protocol, shifting the light-dark cycle by 6 hours. and found that this abolished the time of day differences in TL numbers altogether, underscoring the influence of the circadian clock in driving these fluctuations. The next question was, what was causing these oscillations in TL numbers? Wang and colleagues looked at four possibilities: proliferation, death, egress from the tumor, or infiltration into the tumor. There were no time of day differences in proliferation or apoptosis of TILs. Egress of TILs from the tumor, measured by intratumoral injection of fluorescently labeled leukocytes and analysis of remaining cells in the tumor 24 hours later, also remained constant. However, using an antibody that blocks the LFA1 integrin, which is critical for leukocyte adhesion and migration, they found that blocking leukocyte infiltration significantly reduced TIL counts in the evening and abolished the time of day differences in TIL numbers. This suggested that the rhythmic influx of leukocytes from the blood was the main driver of the circadian variation in TIL numbers. They confirmed this by performing short-term homing assays, where they adoptively transferred fluorescently labeled leukocytes into mice with established B16F10 OVA tumors, and found that more cells trafficked to the tumor in the evening than in the morning. The authors then wanted to know how the tumor was attracting more leukocytes in the evening. Given that LFA1 integrin was involved, they looked at the expression of its ligands, namely ICAM1 and VCAM1, on the endothelial cells lining the blood vessels in the tumor. They found that the expression of ICAM1, but not VCAM1, on these endothelial cells was significantly higher in the evening compared to the morning. Interestingly, this difference in ICAM1 expression was also present in highly immunodeficient NSG mice, which lack mature T cells, B cells, and NK cells, implying that the oscillations were not caused by changes in the leukocyte infiltrate itself, but by factors intrinsic to the tumor microenvironment. The next logical question was, is the circadian clock machinery involved? To answer this, they utilized a clever mouse model where they could delete the core circadian clock, gene BMAL1 specifically, in endothelial cells. They found that the time of day differences in ICAM1 expression were completely abrogated in these mice, and more importantly, the oscillations in tumor leukocyte numbers and the rhythmic infiltration of adoptively transferred leukocytes into the tumor were no longer observed. This definitively established the crucial role of the endothelial cell's circadian clock in dictating the rhythmic influx of leukocytes into the tumor, with the peak in the evening driven by enhanced ICAM1 expression on tumor blood vessels. Having established that the quantity of TILs was subject to circadian variation, the researchers next explored whether this observation could be exploited for therapeutic benefit. They started with CAR-T cell therapy, a powerful tool for treating certain blood cancers. The researchers first focused on a mouse model using OTI cells, which are CD8 T cells that specifically target the ovalbumin peptide presented by MHC class 1 molecules. They injected activated OTI cells intravenously into mice bearing B16F10 OVA tumors and found, as you might have predicted by now, that injecting these cells at ZT13, the peak time of leukocyte infiltration, resulted in significantly higher numbers of transferred OTI cells reaching the tumor compared to injections at ZT1. This correlated with a much better outcome, with significantly improved tumor control in the ZT13 group. To confirm that these results were indeed dependent on the endothelial clock, the researchers repeated the experiment in the mice lacking BMAL1 specifically in endothelial cells. As expected, the time of day effects were completely abolished in these mice, with no difference in the number of OTI cells reaching the tumor or in the tumor control between the ZT1 and ZT13 injection groups. The researchers then wanted to see if this principle held true for human CAR T cells. They used human CD19 CAR T cells, which target the CD19 protein found on certain B cell lymphomas, and injected them into immunodeficient NSG mice bearing DOHH2 human lymphoma cells. The results mirrored those of the mouse model. Infusion of CAR T cells at ZT13 resulted in a significant reduction in tumor volume, while infusion at ZT1 had no effect. Importantly, this improved tumor control with ZT13 infusion was associated with increased CAR T cell homing to the tumor 24 hours after the injection, mirroring the results seen with the mouse T cells. These findings compellingly demonstrate that timing CAR T cell infusions to coincide with peak leukocyte infiltration into the tumor can enhance the therapy's effectiveness. But the story doesn't end there. The next section of the paper delves into the exciting finding that not just the quantity, but also the phenotype of TLs oscillates in a time-of-day-dependent manner. To unravel this, Wang et al. Performed single-cell RNA sequencing, or ski-RNA-seq, on tumor-infiltrating leukocytes isolated from B16F10 OVA tumors harvested at the same four time points as before, ZT1, ZT7, ZT13, and ZT19. Their analysis revealed 18 distinct leukocyte populations in the tumor, providing a rich dataset for exploring potential phenotypic variations. Interestingly, circadian clock genes themselves were rhythmically expressed in all leukocyte subsets, with pair 1 showing the most widespread oscillation, peaking at around ZT13. Each immune cell population displayed a distinct oscillatory gene signature, with macrophages exhibiting the highest number of oscillating genes, followed by monocytes and NK cells. Gene ontology analyses revealed that these oscillating genes were most enriched in pathways related to metabolism, but also in cell adhesion, differentiation, and T-cell activation. This suggested that the functional capabilities of immune cells within the tumor microenvironment were dynamically changing throughout the day. Naturally, the researchers then focused on T-lymphocytes, given their central role in anti-tumor immunity. Their analysis identified 15 T-cell subclusters within the tumor, with CD8 T-cells making up the largest population. They found significant time-of-day-dependent changes in the ratio of T-cell clusters classified as anti-tumorigenic versus pro-tumorigenic. This ratio peaked at ZT13, with a higher proportion of anti-tumorigenic lymphocytes present in the evening, and reached its lowest point at ZT1, suggesting a more immunosuppressive environment in the morning. This was further supported by the finding that the ratio of non-exhausted versus exhausted CD8 T-cells also oscillated, peaking in the evening. Exhausted T-cells, as many of you know, are essentially worn out from fighting the tumor, exhibiting reduced functionality. The researchers validated this observation with flow cytometry, showing a higher percentage of non-exhausted CD8 T-cells in the evening compared to the morning. Intriguingly, they found that the gene signature of T-cells expressed in the evening at ZT13 was enriched in pathways related to leukocyte adhesion and T-cell activation, and that a higher expression of this signature in human melanoma patients from the TCGA dataset was strongly correlated with better overall survival. This again pointed to a more active and effective anti-tumor immune response in the evening. These data strongly suggest that the functional state of tumor-infiltrating T-cells, particularly CD8 T-cells, varies throughout the day, with a more anti-tumorigenic phenotype present in the evening. The researchers then took a deep dive into the oscillatory behavior of PD-1, a protein expressed on T-cells that acts as a brake on the immune response. Inhibiting PD-1 with antibodies, as we discussed, is a key strategy in cancer immunotherapy. They found that the gene encoding PD-1, called PDCD1, was rhythmically expressed in CD8 effector T-cells within the tumor, peaking in the morning at ZT1 and reaching its trough in the evening at ZT13. This pattern was confirmed by qPCR analysis of sorted CD8 T-cells from the tumor, as well as by pseudo-bulk analysis of the CRNA-seq data. Interestingly, while the surface expression of PD-1 protein also oscillated, it was phase-shifted compared to the mRNA expression, peaking later in the day, which is consistent with previous observations of circadian-expressed mRNA protein pairs. Crucially, deleting BMR1 specifically in T-cells abolished the circadian rhythmicity of PD-1 expression, demonstrating that the T-cell's own clock was driving this oscillation. They further confirmed this by activating and synchronizing CD8 T-cells in vitro and observing the same rhythmic expression of PDCD1, which was significantly dampened in T-cells lacking BMR1, or the clock genes PER1 and PER2. Remarkably, human CD8 T-cells also exhibited circadian oscillations in PDCD1 expression in vitro. This led to the exciting question: could the time-of-day-dependent expression of PD-1 on T-cells be exploited to enhance the efficacy of anti-PD-1 therapy? To test this, they administered anti-PD-1 antibodies to mice bearing B16F10 OVA tumors at either ZT1 or ZT13. Strikingly, they found a profound difference in tumor growth depending on the time of antibody administration. Treatment in the evening at ZT13 led to significantly slower tumor growth compared to treatment in the morning at ZT1. In fact, morning administration had surprisingly little effect on tumor burden. These findings were also confirmed in another tumor model, the MC38 colon carcinoma, suggesting that this circadian effect might extend to other cancers. Importantly, they found that the time of day benefit of anti-PD-1 therapy was critically dependent on CD8 T cells, as depletion of these cells abolished the effect. Furthermore, the T cell-specific deletion of BMAL1 also eliminated the circadian difference in response to anti-PD-1 therapy, further highlighting the role of the T cell's intrinsic clock in mediating this effect. Through additional experiments using multiple cycles of anti-PD-1 treatment, the researchers determined that the timing of the first dose was most critical, while the timing of subsequent doses had a less significant impact. This suggests that the initial encounter with the antibody at a specific time of day sets the stage for the ensuing immune response. They then focused on the initial treatment cycle and found that administration of anti-PD-1 at ZT13, but not ZT1, led to a significant increase in the activation and degranulation of CD8 T cells within the tumor, as indicated by higher expression of the activation marker CD137 and the degranulation marker CD107A respectively. ZT13 treatment also led to increased production of interferon gamma and granzyme B by tumor-infiltrating CD8 T cells. These data suggest that anti-PD-1 therapy is most effective when administered in the evening, coinciding with the time when both the number and the functionality of CD8 T cells in the tumor are at their peak. To further bolster this concept, the researchers combined timed OTI cell therapy with timed anti-PD-1 infusion. They found that this combination therapy was even more effective at controlling tumor growth when administered at ZT13 compared to ZT1. The final section of the results moves beyond mouse models and investigates whether these circadian oscillations in immune cells are also present in human cancers. Analyzing melanoma samples from patients who had undergone tumor surgery at different times of day, they found, using immunohistochemistry, that the number of CD4 and CD8 T cells in these tumors exhibited a clear time-of-day dependence, peaking in the early afternoon. To delve deeper, they used their extensive mouse sqRNA-seq datasets, along with publicly available time-stamped mouse skin sqRNA-seq and bulk RNA-seq datasets, to train a machine learning algorithm called Zeitzeiger to predict the time of day from gene expression data. This model was able to accurately predict the time of day of harvest in blinded datasets from both healthy and cancerous mouse tissues, with an average error of about 2 hours. Impressively, it also performed well on publicly available data from healthy human skin, where the time of day information was known, achieving accurate predictions with an error of less than 4 hours. Armed with this validated algorithm, they set out to predict the time of day of harvest in primary melanoma samples from the TCGA dataset, where this information was not available. Remarkably, they found that the ratio of exhausted to non-exhausted CD8 T cells in these human melanoma samples also varied with the predicted time of day, mirroring the pattern observed in mice, but phase shifted, as expected given the difference in diurnal versus nocturnal activity between humans and mice. The ratio of exhausted to non-exhausted T cells was lower in the morning, indicating a more favorable anti-tumor immune state at this time. Finally, they tested whether the evening RNA signature they identified in mouse melanoma T cells could predict the response of human patients to immune checkpoint blockade. Indeed, they found that patients with higher expression of this signature in their tumors were more likely to respond favorably to ICB treatment. These results provide compelling evidence that the immune cell compartment of melanoma tumors in humans exhibits circadian rhythmicity, and that this rhythmicity may influence the efficacy of cancer immunotherapies. On to the discussion. This paper, as we've seen, presents a compelling case for the existence of circadian dynamics in the tumor immune microenvironment, and it goes a long way in explaining some intriguing observations from recent retrospective analyses of melanoma, non-small cell lung cancer, and esophageal cancer patients. These studies have suggested that immunotherapy, specifically immune checkpoint blockade, may be more effective when administered in the morning, as this was associated with better patient survival. Although future prospective clinical trials are needed to definitively validate these findings, the results presented in this paper offer a mechanistic explanation for this time-of-day dependency. The question of how this time-of-day effect arises is, of course, central to the field. One possibility is that the timing of the initial immune challenge, whether it's with a CAR T-cell infusion or an immune checkpoint inhibitor, sets the stage for the subsequent response. The data from this paper, showing that the timing of the first dose of anti-PD-1 antibody had the most significant impact on tumor growth, lends credence to this idea. It's possible that the antibody, when administered at different times of day, encounters a different landscape of immune cells within the tumor, both in terms of their number and the expression of PD-1, which could dramatically influence the effectiveness of the treatment. Another intriguing finding of this study is that the phenotype of immune cells within the tumor, not just their number, oscillates throughout the day. The researchers showed that the timing of anti-PD-1 antibody administration alters the functional state of CD8 T cells within the tumor, with evening administration leading to a more activated and cytotoxic phenotype. This suggests that timing immunotherapy to coincide with a time when tumor-infiltrating T cells are primed for activation could significantly enhance the treatment's efficacy. While this study primarily focused on CD8 T cells, given their central role in anti-tumor immunity, the authors acknowledge that other immune cell populations in the tumor, such as macrophages, also exhibit circadian oscillations in their phenotype. These oscillations in other immune cells could certainly contribute to the overall time-of-day effect seen with immunotherapy, and future studies should address the specific roles of these different immune cell types. The depot effect, where an injected agent like a vaccine or an antibody remains present for an extended period, adds another layer of complexity to understanding time-of-day effects in immunotherapy. Despite the persistence of the agent, the initial timing of administration appears to have a lasting impact, as seen in both preclinical studies and in some clinical observations of vaccine responses. The exact mechanisms behind this phenomenon warrant further investigation. The observation that immune responses can be fine-tuned by simply adjusting the time of day opens up a whole new avenue for optimizing cancer treatment. It highlights the remarkable interconnectedness between our internal biological clocks and our immune system's ability to fight disease. Further research is needed to fully understand these intricate dynamics and translate this knowledge into clinical practice. The authors do point out a couple of limitations to this study. First, they acknowledge that their work focused primarily on melanoma, and that the generalizability of their findings to other tumor types needs to be further explored. While their results in the MC38 colon carcinoma model suggest that the time-of-day effect with anti-PD-1 therapy may extend to other cancers, more research is needed to confirm this. Second, while their data clearly demonstrate that deleting BMAL1 specifically in endothelial cells disrupts the circadian rhythmicity of leukocyte infiltration into the tumor, they recognize that other factors beyond the endothelial clock could also be involved. More work is needed to fully dissect the molecular mechanisms that drive these circadian oscillations in the tumor microenvironment. So, what are the key takeaways from this study? Well, I would say, first, that the tumor immune microenvironment is not static, but exhibits striking circadian rhythmicity, with both the quantity and the phenotype of immune cells fluctuating throughout the day. Second, that the efficacy of cancer immunotherapies, both CAR T-cell therapy and immune checkpoint blockade, is influenced by the time of day of administration. In the mouse models tested, evening administration was more effective than morning administration. Third, that these findings highlight the importance of considering circadian rhythms when designing and conducting clinical trials for cancer immunotherapies, and they raise the exciting possibility of using chronotherapy, timing treatments to coincide with our natural biological rhythms to enhance patient outcomes. That's it for this week's episode of Science TLDR. Thank you for listening.